You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Hunter is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Jamie. So we're going to find out his story and then give her a call and see if we can figure out why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one. Hunter, how long has it been since you heard from Jamie?
Well, it's been about 6 days since I sent a follow-up text after our date, and I've heard anything.
So did you text her right after the date? Was it days later? When did that happen?
So I texted her 2 days after our date, and it's been 6 days since that text.
Okay, we got a lot of exact time going on here, Hunter.
You're very sure.
I like it. Well, why don't you tell us about your date and how you met Jamie?
So we met through our mutual friend, Mike, who thought, you know, we would be a good match. We went to an Italian spot because it just seemed, you know, most romantic. And that was my idea.
Okay.
And after the date was over, you know, I felt like we had good conversation. And after the date was over, you know, I said, oh, you know, I'd love to, you know, get together again. And she said she would think about it. But I just figured she was playing hard to get.
Okay. Did she give you that vibe that she was like playful and flirty and into it?
Somewhat. But I'm just curious because I haven't heard back anything for 6 days, you know. I just figured I would have, you know, at least heard something, or, you know, even if she's not interested, just, you know, letting me know either way.
You'd think, but it turns out that that's not a common courtesy these days. What is it about her, though, that makes you want to get a hold of her?
We both talked about like similar topics. You know, we were both into like space conspiracies, aerospace, and all political stuff.
So like aliens?
Yeah. And it's rare to find anyone that I can talk to about these things or that'll even listen.
She seemed into it though?
Yeah. From what I saw, yeah.
That had to be cool.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything that could have happened on the date that makes you feel like, I don't know, she would have been like, bye, sorry, Hunter, this was fun, but no, not for me?
You know, maybe I'm a little bit too nerdy for my own good.
I don't think so. I think you're you, Hunter.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. You'll find somebody who's just as nerdy as you are, I guess. Maybe it was her. It could have been, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe I showed too much of that too quickly.
I could see that.
I mean, she's going to find out eventually. Not a bad way or a good, in a good way.
Well, she also could be like a sapiosexual. You know what that is? It's when you're turned on by somebody's brain. So if you're super smart, then I mean, you know, maybe she just had to cool herself.
I've never heard that term before, but
sapiosexual. I'm totally a sapiosexual, so I know this.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
So maybe she just had to cool off for a few days, you know, if it was too hot.
For 6 days?
I don't know. I'm trying to stay optimistic for you, bro. I don't know.
Sorry. That would be great.
Keep hope alive, Hunter. So we're about to call her. Yeah. We're going to play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and then maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay.
All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Hunter is on the phone, and Hunter is getting ghosted by Jamie, so we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date if he still wants one after he hears the reason. But before we do that, Hunter, why don't you remind everybody of your date with Jamie?
We went on, Jamie and I went on a date a little over a week ago. We talked about, you know, kind of aliens and space. And a couple of days after the date, I texted her, and it's now been 6 days since I texted, and I haven't heard back.
Maybe she was abducted by aliens.
That would be cool.
That would be ironic.
It'd be cool if she swoops down in a spaceship and picks you up, and then you guys can go hang out.
I just got a visual. That's so funny.
That's an awesome second date.
That would be alienating.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, Hunter. Ready for us to call her?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call. Here we go. I'm going to call right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jamie, please?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, how are you? My name is Jubal from a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
And the whole radio show's here, Jamie. Surprise. Oh. My name's Nina.
Wow.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Hi, everyone. What's going on today?
Not much. Just chilling. How about you?
I'm doing good. Just working, you know, the grind.
Hi.
Nice.
That's nice.
Well, we're calling you today because we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay, that's odd, but let's hear it out.
We do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from Hunter.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yes, we did.
So you know who Hunter is.
Oh, yeah, I know Hunter. He told me enough about him, so I'll find out.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, he really liked you, and he's wondering why you're not calling him back.
Yeah, what an awkward time. I don't even know how to explain it. We went out. He talked about himself the whole time with things that I had no interest in. I just kind of sat there and nodded, and yeah, and he just talked. He didn't ask me about anything about myself the entire night. And it was very know-it-all-ish and a lot of negative things. And I just kind of just felt stuck almost. And I was just nodding and, okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, interesting. And that's about the only words I could get in for the whole time.
So you're not super into space and stuff? Because Hunter thought you guys really bonded over aliens.
No, but he did talk a lot about aliens, and I just nodded my head, and I did not know. I couldn't get a break in the conversation to move to something else, or he was just so excitedly talking about everything he knew about, and yeah, I was just there listening. I mean, I'm a good listener, I guess. People have told me, but wow.
You don't feel like you got a chance to talk about the things that you know about? It was only him talking about the things he knows about.
Exactly. It was very odd. So at the end of the night, I even said, yeah, you know, I'll have to think about it when he said we should do this again. And I kind of thought that he would pick it up from there. But he did text me a couple of days later, and I was busy at the time. And then I didn't really have... I wasn't sure how to respond, so
yeah.
It's been a while, and I probably should have responded, but I didn't know what to say, and oh, man, now everybody's going to know.
Maybe he was just really nervous.
I don't know. I thought first dates were kind of getting to know each other.
True.
Like, the both people take part in things that pertain to their lives, mm-hmm. But that's not where we were at all. I mean, he's very smart. Don't get me wrong. Like, very smart, but...
Maybe he hasn't dated a lot.
I mean, I guess that's probably a factor. I, you know, we didn't get on those topics of other things. It was a lot of space stuff involved.
Jamie, I will let you know that Hunter is actually on the phone listening and he wants to talk to you.
Hi, Jamie. I thought you were more into our conversation than apparently you were.
No, I really have no interest in, you know, the space theories and different things. And I was hoping the conversation would move to anything else in the world eventually, but it just, you know, it kept going about you. And I'm sorry. I just didn't feel compatible for another date of that kind.
That's honest.
Aww. Was it the topics? Were they just too kind of like nerdy?
No, I mean, I'm just not into that stuff. And I was hoping that there would be more share and less just being explained things in just a weird way that I wasn't super interested in those topics. And but it just didn't stop. And I just kind of nodded and, you know, listened, but just wasn't things I was into and wasn't the type of date I was thinking it was going to be.
Were the topics too intimidating?
No, I don't think they're intimidating, just not what I'm interested in.
Well, because I thought you were really smart talking on those topics as well.
I mean, I kind of just agreed with you and nodded and tried to move the conversation forward.
Okay, so you weren't into the topics I was talking about?
No, not really. Sorry.
I guess that's good to know for future.
Well, I do have to ask the question. Jamie, would you like to go on another date with Hunter? We'll pay for it.
No, I'm good. Thanks, but no.
Well, yeah, I'm good too as well.
Okay. Well,
good.
I think this is great that everybody's good.
Success.
Hunter, maybe you learned something too. On the next time, or the next time you go on a date, maybe just ask them what they're into. Make that one of the questions.
Make it more conversational.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Do you like aliens?
Yeah, okay, I'm good. But I did want to let everyone know that they did release 7 chemtrails today. So everyone, I would just recommend everyone stay at home.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
We'll just make sure we do that.
Okay. Thank you, Hunter. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.